Hello, this is Jolynn Braley, weight loss mindset expert and founder of the Inner Self Diet. And I am so excited to be here on the call right now with Nancy. Nancy's from New Jersey, and she just recently graduated the Inner Self Diet. And Nancy is a total rock star. She completely applied herself. She did all the proven steps, and she's here to share with you her results, but also what we'll first start out with is hearing from Nancy what it was like for her before the Inner Self Diet so that you can understand that she used to be where you are right now. You're in for a lot of inspiration here and just honest talk. You know, Nancy, she'll just tell it like it is. So first of all, hi, Nancy. Thanks for being on the call.
Hi, Jolynn. Nice to be here.
Hi, welcome. I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad you're here. So first of all, just to start out, what was it like? What was it like before the Inner Self Diet? What was your biggest challenge back then with food, with your weight, body image, any of that?
Well, I'm in my early 50s, and when I sat down and calculated how many years have I been struggling with body issues and weight and yo-yo dieting, and I think we determined it was about 37 years. And in that time, boy, I had tried almost every diet out there, every program. And I met with success, and I could take weight off, and then I'd put it back on. I'm the classic yo-yo dieter. I'm very good at taking it off and very good at putting it back on. So here I hit my early 50s, and I was an empty nester. My children were full-grown adults. And I sat looking at myself, and I had regained weight again, and I was so defeated. I didn't want to keep living that way of taking it off, putting it on. I needed to find something that could take away the struggle for me and get out of that lane of the yo-yo dieting. And mm-hmm. I was, at a place, I was getting older, and felt I needed to find something. There had to be something. Not everybody was living yo-yo dieting, going up mm-hmm. and down in sizes and clothes. And it was just very emotionally defeating.
Mm-hmm.
And not a happy place to be.
Right. And you had success with weight loss, though. It's not that you didn't know how to lose weight, right?
Oh, no, I did tremendous success. I had about 4 years prior to joining the Inner Self Diet, I had lost 120 pounds through, mm-hmm. a very healthy way and exercising and eating, mm-hmm. clean, as I call mm-hmm. it. And so, no, I knew how to take it off.
Mm-hmm.
I just always would come up, take the weight off, be living, feeling great, and something mm-hmm. would happen in life. Life happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I would find myself eating and binging. And
I have heard that. I've heard that so many times. Some, quote, unquote, something happened.
Yes.
And most people cannot identify even what that something is. Some people can specifically identify it, but most can't. But then that weight always comes back, and you go back to old patterns.
Absolutely.
Because you can't, you cannot sustain it when on the inside you match with the overeating and the overweight body. The inner and the outer always match, which now you know that.
Oh, yeah. And I use food like as a drug, really,
mm-hmm.
Similar to an alcoholic with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
I used it. It comforted me. So you're correct. I couldn't tell you what happened that would mm-hmm. click me into the eating again. But I sought solace and comfort in food and having weight on my body.
Mm-hmm.
And I yo-yoed back and forth, back and forth. And I spent
mm-hmm.
most of my life in quest of that ideal body, which
mm-hmm.
I never really got there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of effort and a lot of energy. And,
wasn't that exhausting?
Completely.
Mm-hmm.
Completely.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that those listening right now can completely relate. And now let's hear from you. What is that like today? What's it like for you with food? Do you still feel exhausted?
No.
What's it like for you with exercise? I mean,
well,
is it really true, Nancy? I'm sorry I interrupted you there. I get so excited. Is it really true that you really can have struggle-free weight loss? I'll be quiet now so we can listen to you.
Okay. Well, I started the Inner Self Diet. I followed all the things you're supposed to do, and I'm on the other side of that time period now, and it is completely struggle-free. I'm amazed. The old comfort foods have no pull for me.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a person who could eat a lot of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of my number one, and maybe number two would be ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
I can walk by those things now, and there is no pull.
Mm-hmm.
And when things in life happen, I do not go to comfort foods.
Mm-hmm.
The focus is completely on me, and yes, it is struggle free. I'm reborn from it. It's almost magical to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an entirely different person. I have a completely different perspective on who I am, and that's
mm-hmm.
directly as a result of going through the Inner Self Diet program, and it has delivered everything that it said it would.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm amazed by it, and I certainly entered into the program with the belief
mm-hmm.
that was possible, and
mm.
By doing the steps and following the program you put together, I'm there now. I'm there. I own it, and I've been there for weeks. There is no struggle to it. If I'm exercising or I go for a walk or I do my
mm-hmm.
yoga, it's because
mm-hmm.
I want to and it feels great. I'm
mm-hmm.
not doing the Marine Corps, all right, I said I was going to do this 5 times this week, so get out there and don't look at that cookie. And there's none of that going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's none of that going on. I'm not binging. I'm not pulled to the food doesn't have the power anymore.
Well, congratulations, Nancy. And this, I mean, I know that I've sent out a couple emails to the folks on the easing list, the Permanent Weight Loss Secrets easing list, and I've been sharing with them that you've released 37 years of struggle, and now here you are talking about it. And to some, I'm sure, hearing you, even if they've read all the other testimonials from other graduates of the Inner Self Diet and they've listened to other graduates, they could still be here listening to you saying, oh, well, this is just too good to believe. And that's nice that Nancy got these results, but there's no way I could get these results. I'm too different. You know, you're supposed to battle with your weight, and it's just not possible. What would you say to someone listening who is thinking those thoughts?
I would say that they're in a place that I was in myself before, and that was a very dark basement, and I was searching around for answers, and someone turned the light on, and it is possible. I'm, like I said, in my early 50s, and I've
mm-hmm.
had this transformation.
Mm-hmm.
There was a bit of effort in doing the program, but it's amazing to me that in about 8 weeks into the program,
mm-hmm.
it happened for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was amazed at, and I just couldn't believe the lift of all that struggle was gone. Versus 37 years of looking for the answer.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very possible. I've lived it. I'm here to talk about that. It's amazing, but it is very possible. I've experienced
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah, and you also deserve credit for doing the steps. And like you said, there was some effort, which makes sense because to get any kind of results in life, you have to do something, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
but the effort wasn't burdensome. It wasn't, like I said, the way I would diet and exercise before, I would have success, but of course I wouldn't hold on to that success and I'd yo-yo back. But, you know, I had to be very strict. I had to be very diminishing of myself, talk to myself roughly to get myself to get on that treadmill or not have the whatever, the candy, the cake, the pizza, whatever, fill in.
Mm-hmm.
And if I did, I would beat myself up, you know, to get to where I wanted to get to. This is totally different. And I have lost weight. I am moving more. And like I said, the gift, the release for me was about 8 weeks into the program.
Mm-hmm.
And it just blows my mind. For 37 years, I struggled.
Yeah.
And it's just been a beautiful 12-week program. And about 8 weeks into it is when the release happened for me.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is, I'm so glad that I made the decision to join and
mm-hmm.
gave myself this gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, congratulations. And could you have gotten these results on your own, Nancy?
Oh, no. No. If I could have, I would have done that in the 37 years. As I said, maybe 5 years ago, I had taken off, 4 or 5 years ago, 120 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I put, you know, half of that back on and a little bit more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I was not able to, and I'm somebody who is, I've been around, I've tried every program, I'm well-read, I
mm-hmm.
research micronutrients mm-hmm. and vegetables, and, you know, I'm someone who's, you know, puts a lot of energy into trying to be and live a healthy life.
Mm-hmm.
But I could not have gotten here myself. Again, I don't want to call it magic, but it's astounding what has
mm-hmm.
happened after 37 years of struggle.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And you've had the experience of being in therapy also. We were talking about this.
Yes.
And how many years were you in therapy or seeing
Eight years. A good 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, over my, you know, 37 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sure. I was in different types of therapy, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And not that there's nothing wrong. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with therapy. But what I'm focused on is helping my clients get results and in the least amount of time possible. And what would you share about your experience with the 8 years of therapy versus these few weeks that you've spent in the Inner Self Diet and the results you've gotten here versus the results you got in the 8 years?
Well, I've shared this with you and my group. It doesn't even come close. That's why I'm saying this is astounding. It's amazing. I use the word magical, even though it's not magic, as someone who is well-read and who has, you know, reached outside of myself to deal with issues and this has totally transformed my perception of myself. And
mm-hmm.
I've worked with some very good therapists,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they were great people. And not to take away, you know, what I did get from those things, but nothing
mm-hmm.
that transformed my perception of who I am. And
mm-hmm.
once that changed, my whole world began to change for the better.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing what happens.
Right.
It's amazing. So when I think of 8 years of therapy and all 37 years of struggling and yo-yo dieting, I could have only have wished you were out there 35 years ago and I could have gotten this yet when I was younger. But I'm just happy I got it now. It's
good.
Not too late. It's not too late. I have a whole lifetime ahead of me yet
mm-hmm.
To take all this transformation that I have and struggle free
mm-hmm.
and really go out there and enjoy life. And I'm not waiting till it's already happened. I still have a significant amount of weight to lose,
mm-hmm.
but it's all struggle-free, and I'm very happy.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a very different releasing of the weight than what I'm used to. It's not going to be that, you know, beating up of myself to get myself to some goal that, you know, once I reach that, then I'm perfect or I'm okay. I'm okay now.
Exactly.
I'm better than okay now.
Yeah. And I know that you don't even need me to reinforce it. It's not that. And you already know it. You're already there because you have
and that's the that's a major part of the change and the transformation and the blessing that came from the work your program has given me.
And you know what's really funny? I was just thinking that we're sitting here talking about all of these amazing, magical, astounding, awesome results that you have gotten from the Inner Self Diet, and we haven't even talked about weight loss. And what's interesting is that people listening to this, their mindset right now is, how much weight should she lose? How fast can I lose 10 pounds? Can I lose 10 pounds in 10 days? I got to lose 50 pounds in a month. La, 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 la. And I'm sure that you were there in the past. What would you say? Well, first of all, if you'd like to share, I mean, you have released excess fat from your body.
Yes, I have. I feel much thinner in my midsection. I have a lot more energy for life. And for doing life and moving, and I'm doing yoga and I'm walking, and it's fall right now and it's gorgeous, and every chance I get I put extra steps on my legs and I feel great. And it, again, it's not that Marine drill sergeant approach. It's just moving more in life. And I have, throughout the whole program, I wasn't even focused on the weight, because the focus of the program is anywhere but, you know, the weight. And I've lost 8 pounds without even getting on the scale. You know, every week, I mean, usually when I'm doing the old way, when I was yo-yo dieting, you know, you're on the scale every week or every 3 days, and it's up two, down five, up, you know, for me, I would drive myself nuts. You know, it wouldn't be a good day or a good week if I, you know, didn't meet a goal. And it was such an abusive pattern on myself, but this was totally different. My focus was not on the scale, and lo and behold, I dropped 8 pounds without even thinking about it.
And here's the thing that the folks listening might not understand. I know you get it, and it's not an intellectual understanding you have. You've had the experience, but we've been talking about, you've been talking about all these major transformations you've had, and your whole life, your whole perspective has shifted. Would you like to share anything about the fact that in order to get struggle-free success with your weight that lasts, in order to drop the fat and keep it off and have it be struggle-free, it has to be well, of course it has to be an inner self change, but it has to be a life change, because the weight problems are not about just food and exercise. That's only 10% of it. 90% of it is your mindset, and that mindset is your life. So do you have anything to share about that?
Well, that's so true. Yes, I 8 pounds just released from my body without me doing all that Marine stuff, but I was focused on the transformation of me in the greater sense, and not, you know, 5 pounds by Friday, or I've got to get into a different size, or, you know, the focus was on the inner me, and that I had to come to terms with that, because I had been in so many programs, I have lost so much weight and regained it. Then I knew wherever I was looking for these answers, I might get temporary success, but I wasn't holding on to it. Why not? What was all this meaning for me? What is this cycle I've lived in for so many years? And I think that's the part you have to clean up or get in order or understand so that it can be struggle-free. So you can change that, or you're just going to go find another, you know, some magic pill, or some new doctor's going to come out with a book. And if you listen to all these books, I mean, someone's writing a book every day. What can you eat? There's always a book against this, against that, against, you know. You know, it comes down to the point of it's really not the food.
No, it's not.
No.
It's not. And I know I've shared this with you that in order, well, you can answer this question for the listeners. How many diets would their food diets, eat this, don't eat that, how many food diets would there have to be on the planet in order to have the proper number for every person that would work?
Oh, goodness. I probably have been on all of them. you know, you name it, I've tried it. Crazy. I mean, I went on the cabbage soup diet. I don't know if you're familiar with that one, but you're eating cabbage soup for 7 days, and, it, you know, by the sixth day, you don't want to see cabbage.
Right.
The things you do to yourself for this, it's you know, absolutely ridiculous. There was a time the diet pills, craziness. The coffee diet, the ice cream, you name the diet, Weight Watchers, I've done it all. It's really an inner, the struggle free. I'm amazed, but I'm there. I own it.
Yeah.
And
You are.
And once get that, you can't go back. There is no going back to the old way of thinking.
Right.
And I just think if someone's out there and they've been where I've been and they're tired of the yo-yo, you gotta give these 12 weeks to yourself. You will be amazed. You will be amazed. If you're someone out there and you're struggling like I did for 37 years with the yo-yo dieting and trying whatever new book came out and just really beating up on yourself, I think you have to give this program that JoLynn has put together brilliantly. And I don't say that just off the cuff. I've been out there. I'm in my early 50s. I've read most of all the books and been on most of the programs. And these 12 weeks have been magical. And if you're someone struggling out there, give yourself this gift.
And you're from the East Coast. You don't just say things. You don't just say things that just for the heck of it. That's not how, you know.
No, I'm not running around giving endorsements to the 900 other things I had tried in those 37 years. No, I don't. It truly is. What you have put together, JoLynn, truly is brilliant. And it has worked, and I am struggle-free. And I have a whole new life ahead of me. And I'm in my early 50s, recently an empty nester. And I wasn't feeling like I had a whole hell of a lot ahead of me. And today I do. Today I do. And I feel it. And it's not all that struggle. And like I said, I still have weight that I need to release. But I know I'm going to do it. And I know it's going to be struggle-free.
Right. Well, what could possibly stop you? I mean, when you don't have a problem choosing healthy foods, and when you don't have a problem leaving the pizza and picking the salad, when there's no struggle there, when there's no struggle to do your yoga, to go walking, then what could possibly stop you from releasing the excess physical fat?
Nothing.
And yeah, I mean, what's
truly,
the,
I have no pull to the, it's amazing. I have absolutely no pull to any of the old comfort, you know, make Nancy feel better, something bad happened, or, you know, that's how I coped. I used food, you know, run to the grocery store and pick up Ben and Jerry's, you know, fill in the blank, a bunch of junk, and that is how I coped with things in life.
Mm-hmm.
Not healthy. But there was a part of me, inside of me, that saw that as a an alternative for me. And it wasn't until I've done the Inner Self Diet, I've come to understand that, and I'm at a different place today.
Mm-hmm.
And those foods do not have the power.
Yeah. What besides pizza was it that pulled you in the past? I know pizza was the big one, but what else was there?
Oh, ice cream.
Ice cream, right. Okay.
Right. To a degree, candy. To
mm-hmm.
a degree, sweets. And, you know, I certainly like to go out to dinner and enjoy a good meal and a glass of wine. And for the most part, I wouldn't be that unhealthy in those areas. But, you know, it would be the pizza and the sort of closet eating. That I would not
mm-hmm.
do that type of eating in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
That would be binging, you know,
mm-hmm.
in private. And, you know, I was wearing it. A lot of weight.
Yeah, and here's something important for the listeners to understand, too. We're not saying that Nancy is never going to eat pizza again or you're never going to have ice cream again. That's not what this is about either. It's just that you don't have any compulsion. There's no pull. There's
mm-hmm.
no obsession. There's none of that. If you really wanted to and it was the best choice for you and you already know how to make those decisions now in your mind, but if it was the best choice for you at a certain time to have a slice of pizza or a half a slice or whatever, then you would have that. It's not like we're saying that that's what this is about, right?
No, no, this is not about deprivation. This is not about, you know, the military approach of you can't have, you know, allowable, non-allowable. Everything's allowable. But
mm-hmm.
it, for me today, that mm-hmm. pizza, the pizza shop, the Dairy Queen, the ice cream, whatever, it has
mm-hmm.
this, it's the same as an apple or
mm-hmm.
a healthy salad or a piece of fish. It's food.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't have the magic I used to give it.
That's very interesting what you just said, Nancy. I've heard you say so many times that your results and releasing the struggle, releasing those 37 years of struggle, it seemed as if it was magic, right? But
yes.
You know it's not magic. You know it's because you did the steps and
right.
and then you got the results, which everybody gets the results of when they do the steps of the Inner Self Diet. And you just said that the food is no longer magic. So what I heard there is that it sounds like maybe possibly in the past, the food was the magic.
Well, I had given it that power.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was eating and, you know, I would go and make sure nobody saw me and, you know, bring home pints of ice cream that I would, you know, set aside, and when no one was around, I'd be eating the, you know, food, whatever it was. So I was the one giving it that power.
Mm-hmm.
But,
right. I know that, and you know that too. But
right.
It was just very interesting. It was very interesting when you used
my
that word to describe the food in the past, and that it,
mm-hmm.
the magic is gone. But now the magic is gone out of those foods. But the magic is in you now. The magic is the Nancy. The magic is Nancy living her life, and you're living, like you said, you're living your life right now. Yeah, you still are on track. You're releasing even more than the 8 pounds you've already released, and there's no reason that you won't, because you know there's nothing stopping you now, and you're just, you know, oh my gosh.
I'm living a whole different life,
mm-hmm.
and it took, like, it's a 12-week program, but I hit this point at about 8 weeks in, and it's
mm-hmm.
been a whole different world.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to me. And it's very difficult to describe having gone through it and
mm-hmm.
thinking back before I, you know, as I was coming into it,
mm-hmm.
who I was to who I am now. And that really reflects in the people in my life around me. I'm a whole different me, a much better me. And it's interesting to see how the people around me in my life react.
Mm-hmm.
And it's everything's just more positive.
Yeah, and isn't it interesting? You didn't go to counseling with these other people in your life. You didn't ask them to change. You didn't
No.
give them a book and say, you should read this and you should change.
No, I did that for 37 years.
Oh, you did?
I wanted everybody else to change.
Oh,
I'd buy another book.
That's great.
Uh-huh.
But you didn't do any of that. You transformed. You shifted. And now suddenly, again, as if by magic, your relationships are better.
Yes. Yeah. My relationship with my children and friends and family. And it's such a better place.
Mm-hmm.
It's such, but again, that's another thing. You know, for many, many years, I was going to help everybody figure out their stuff,
mm-hmm.
which seems very funny to me today. But back then, I was dead serious.
Mm-hmm.
So, my entire perception of who I am, it
mm-hmm.
truly changed. And once that changed, my whole world began to change for the better.
Yeah. And Nancy, obviously you came to the Inner Self Diet because just like everyone else, you wanted to lose weight. You thought that that would make you happy. But as you have learned and as you have experienced, this was a total life shift, a total mind shift. As you've said several times, your entire perspective on yourself has changed and shifted. And so what is the biggest surprise transformation? You never expected it. But what's the biggest surprise transformation you got out of the Inner Self Diet?
Well, yeah, as you said, I came in thinking I was going to heal this, you know, 37-year plague of yo-yo dieting and body image issues and all of that. And I didn't expect that my perception of who I am would change. I didn't expect that all the parts of my life would improve. My work environment, my family, my relationships, my environment. And the option, it's like the whole world opened up. And everybody got the text message that I didn't send, but I sent. And the world began responding to me differently because I fundamentally changed the fabric of my core.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't come in through the door expecting to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just wanted to lose weight.
Yes. I wanted to stop this yo-yo dieting.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be in my ideal body so
mm-hmm.
I could feel good about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not yet in my ideal body, but I feel good about myself. And that's
mm-hmm.
that is something.
Yeah, and it's the trick that most don't get. You know, most people are, they're waiting for the number on the scale or
mm-hmm.
to get married or to get the bigger house or to get the new car or to make $1 million, to grow
yes.
the business, to go on the vacation.
And then I'll be okay. Right.
Right. And then yep. I'll be happy. You already are okay. You already are happy. And lo and behold, the excess physical fat is coming off without any struggle, without any deprivation, and you're just bipping along.
I'm having a wonderful time.
Yeah.
I see the work. Because the program and working the program and the wonderful gift that it has given me, not only is the world looking at me different, but I'm looking at the world different. So it
mm-hmm.
just, it has changed everything.
Yeah.
All for the better.
And Nancy, what would you say to someone who's listening right now and they're happy that you got these results, but they don't believe they deserve to have these results, and they certainly don't believe that they should get help or that they deserve to get help. They're pretty stuck. They're pretty darn stuck. Would you have any words of wisdom for them, any words of advice?
Well, I've been stuck in life, so I can understand where they're at. But when you're stuck, you got to move. You got to do something. Or you're just going to, my experience, you just sink down lower. So you have to shake things up. You have to find something different that works. And I can only tell you from my experience, this works. And in ways, like I said, I came through the door thinking, you know, make me thin. You know, let me, everything will be okay if I'm thin and have that ideal body, you know, as if that was going to solve, you know, all the world's problems in my world. And, you know, once in and now that I have the transformation, it is a gift you give yourself. So if you're stuck and you want to be unstuck, give yourself this 12-week gift. You've put yourself through so many other things that are a hell of a lot longer than 12 weeks. It's worth the risk or the effort to.
And what would you say to that person who's listening right now and they're saying, this must be a big scam. You're supposed to battle with your weight. I bet that Nancy is somebody that JoLynn knows, and maybe JoLynn paid her to get on here and tell these things.
I surprised myself because I came across your work, JoLynn, through podcasts on iTunes. My goodness, I had listened to every self-help, exercise, motivation, try to understand. You know, I was looking outside of myself for anything. So I often listen to many, many podcasts. And that's how I came across your work. And I had no connection with you whatsoever. In fact, I shocked myself that I signed up for the interview with you because your podcast really hit me because you spoke about you've been trying to take this stuff, you know, get to this ideal body and this FAT, fearless, I can't even remember what the acronyms stand for at this
time. Fear attracting thoughts.
That's
FAT
it. Okay.
Mindset.
Right. And you have a dozen or more podcasts out there that really grabbed me. And yours were different from the other ones I listened to because you spoke of the yo-yo and how many years you've been at this. And how much information have you gathered about, I mean, I could have went to med school with all that I read about the body and the biology and the burning and here's what you got to do and heart rate and set points. And I mean, really, I could have gone to med school. And we're talking 37 years I put into this.
I'm sure you could teach a class on it. You could.
Oh my
you
gosh.
Could get a certification. You could be a nutritionist and a personal trainer. I'm sure.
Absolutely, with no problem. I passed the course in a week with all that 37 years of training. But your podcast stood out to me, and I took the risk. I was feeling low enough and so beaten up from those 37 years and gaining back weight. It took me. It was not easy as I turned, you know, it's approaching 50 and I lost 120 pounds. It was not easy gaining that back. I felt such shame, so defeated that here I was again. You know, I thought I beat this and here it is again. And I heard your podcast and they just spoke to my heart. They spoke to me and I took the risk and, I think it was through like your website, and I signed up for the interview, and I think we spoke, and I started within a week of when you and I spoke. I started the Inner Self Diet.
Well, actually, your journey starts immediately when you enroll. There is no tomorrow, and now is where all of your power lies, is in the present moment. So when we spoke, and what Nancy is referring to here, for those of you who are listening and you would love to get these results that Nancy is living, go to discovery-session.com. It's discovery-session.com and fill out the application for a complimentary weight loss discovery session. You'll get to speak with me one-on-one on the call, and I want to hear from you. What is it that what is it that you really want? Why are you so excited about getting struggle-free, lasting success with your weight? What is it you heard that Nancy said that has inspired you to actually take care of this lifelong problem that you're living with? And you can apply for that at discovery-session.com. It's exactly the same first step that Nancy took, and that's what she was just referring to.
Yes. Yeah. I was, as I said, I was so beaten down, and I was gaining the weight back that I so hard fought to take off at a time, you know, most people as they turn 50 are not taking weight off. If anything, they're doing the opposite. And I had really fought for that weight to come off. And here I was eating pizza, you know, getting ice cream. You know, the weight was coming back on me with a fury. And I was making all the wrong decisions, and I was just so fed up with myself, you know, binged or did something like that. But it pulled me in. Your podcast pulled me in. Your material was different. You really spoke on those podcasts in a way that you understood a compulsive overeater who was long practiced at it. And you were speaking in a way that pulled me in, that, and I believed it, that I could change that. And you had the way for me to do that. And that's how it turned out. You sure did.
Yeah. And I'm very glad that you heard my podcast. And for those of you listening, that's the JoLynn Braley Show. It's on iTunes. And I remember you saying when you enrolled in the Inner Self Diet, you said, well, this isn't like me. You know, I'm from the East Coast, and I don't just do this. I don't just, you know, talk to a person on the phone and invest in myself and make transformation. This isn't me, but I heard your podcast, and I've got to do this. I remember you saying those things. And you talked about another podcast you'd heard from somebody else and how it sounded like they were complaining and whining about their weight or something. I don't know.
Yes,
it was
funny. It was a fellow who was overweight and struggling, and we've all been there. If you're someone who's, you know, a compulsive overeater, a yo-yo dieter, whatever, fill in the blank. You know, he had started a program and was yip, 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 go, 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 and then he hit the wall, and he was binging again. And I'm following this podcast, and I'm thinking, this isn't going to help me. I'm just listening to someone who's just like me. I need someone who knows the way out of this maze, So, and God bless them. I mean, I've been there.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I have too. And that's why I can speak about these things with knowing, because I've been there too. And so, and of course, I don't know who this person is. You probably don't even remember his name. And if you do, you don't need to share it. But, you know, we're not laughing at him. It's just that, hey, for those of you listening, if you want to actually get results, for one thing, it doesn't help you to just complain to yourself or complain to others about your weight. You actually do need to do something different to get different results. And also, if you have other friends that you sit around and commiserate and maybe go out to eat and overeat, those kinds of things, it's just going to compound the interest of your overeating and overweight, and it will just get bigger and bigger and heavier, and the emotional weight will add on. And you don't have to do that anymore. You actually can get out of that, and you can be like Nancy. And you can't be just like Nancy, because there's only one Nancy, but you can be your best self, and you can do it without struggle with food and with your weight, and you really can release that excess fat without struggle. And that's what I have to say. What else? Anything else that you'd like to say to anyone out there, Nancy, before we wrap up the call? Like, if you could just say one more thing that would be the most important thing for somebody listening who's sitting there, and they might be eating pizza and ice cream right now listening, or a bag of chips, and they're beating themselves up. They're saying, They might be telling themselves they're stupid, which they're not, but they're telling themselves these horrible things. They're stupid. They're lazy. Why can't they just do it? Why can't I just follow that diet? Why do I have to keep eating these chips? Why can't I put the pizza down? What's wrong with me? And they're listening to this right now, and it might even be annoying them that they're hearing all this fabulous success of yours. But, you know, they are where you used to be. This would almost be like if you were to talk to the past Nancy right now.
Yes. And I wouldn't have to go back that far. I would just have to go back 3-4 months. I would just say to that person, I've been there. I know your pain. I know the isolation. Give yourself this gift. JoLynn has put a program together that has just blown my mind, that I am in such a different world than I was merely 3 months ago. And give yourself this gift. Make the investment in yourself. And you can let go of that struggle.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nancy, thank you so much for being on the call today, for calling in from awesome East Coast, New Jersey. I love the East Coast, and there's many other places on the planet I love also, but I'm just very happy, very honored to have worked with you. I love that you applied yourself and you did the steps and you had faith in yourself. You know, you didn't understand everything you were doing all the time, but you did it anyway, and here you are sitting here sharing with these other people that are listening right now that you have a completely different, wonderful life ahead of you now. And just a few months ago, you were not in that mind space at all. You were looking ahead and not excited about life that was coming up. And you've had this complete shift. Yes, you've also released 8 pounds without any struggle. Yes, you are moving forward without struggle. And, you know, just congratulations to you, and thank you. Thank you for doing this for yourself, because I find you very inspiring.
Well, I want to say thank you to you too, JoLynn, because you can take your expertise and put it to a lot of things, and I'm just so happy that you put it to this, because you've really helped me, and it's been a great gift to me that I will take with me for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that you put your talents to this, and it works.
Well, thank you, and you're right. This will go with you for the rest of your life. You can't leave your body. You can't leave your mind behind. It's impossible, you know. You have to take your mindset with you everywhere, and your body goes with you everywhere. And when you're actually feeling good about yourself, like you are feeling right now, that good feeling goes with you everywhere. And yes, the weight loss, yeah, it's happening, but that happens over time. And where so many people get stuck is they want it all right now. It doesn't happen. It's not going to happen with the human body. But when you actually transform your inner self, just like what you've done, Nancy, then you're living with that freedom and that joy that you have now. And at the same time, the excess fat is coming off. So what could be better?
Well, I could tell you what. In 6 months, we'll have this conversation again. And
okay.
I'll be able to tell you where I'm at. And I know where that's going to be.
That sounds great. Let's schedule
okay.
it. All right? That sounds great.
Good.
And again, one more thing, just before we end the call here, for those of you who are listening and you would just be thrilled to bits to have the results that Nancy has shared with you, your first step is to go to discovery-session.com, fill out the application, and that's your application for a complimentary one-on-one discovery session. That's your first step. Same first step that Nancy took, and is complimentary. This is only for you if you really are serious about getting the struggle-free success with your weight, just like Nancy has shared. You can do that at discovery-session.com. And Nancy, thank you so much for being on the call today. Thank you so much for sharing not only your success, but also your advice and your wisdom for those who are listening. Thank you for being so real in sharing where you used to be. Just Thank you for doing this for yourself, because now your light will you are going to help other people who you will never meet physically, whether those are people who are listening to this recording right now, or they are people who are you're going to pass them on the street and you never actually talk to them, but they just feel your energy and they see how happy you are. This is how the world is transformed. It's transformed by you transforming yourself. You can't heal the world unless you first heal yourself, and the only way you can heal the world is by healing yourself, and that's what you've done. So congratulations and thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.